On our phone lines, we have 15th District State Representative Ken Bragg. And good morning, Representative Bragg.
Good morning, Greg.
Appreciate you being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So before we go into the energy part, and I know you serve on the, I think, the Energy Council. You'll tell me about that. You represent parts of what, Grant, Hot Springs, and Jefferson County, is that correct?
Yes, the eastern part of Hot Spring County, the Glen Rose area, then it kind of wraps east of Malvern down to Donelson, and just about all of Grant County except the southeast part, you know, around Grapevine, and then Jefferson County, kind of north of 270, west of 365, all of Whitehall and in that area.
Okay, so we'll appreciate. What is this, like your fourth term? How long have you been?
I'm in my fourth term, yes.
You're glutton for punishment.
I know. Well, it's been a pleasure. It really has.
Well, good. But tell me about what you know as far as the power and what energy, and I know there's another energy company here, too. Can you kind of give us an update on where we stand?
Yeah, my district is, you know, Entergy is a big provider. CNL Electric is a big provider, especially in Grant County. And Sheridan, where I live, is actually split almost half and half between Entergy and CNL. And you know, it's just been a double dose with the coronavirus, you know, quarantining everybody in home and kids trying to, you know, keep up with schoolwork and then no power. And it's just a double level of frustration, mainly because of the unknown. Entergy, of course, they're a much larger company. They have more resources to provide, you know, information and data. And you can go on their website and look at maps and see, you know, where the lines are active and not active. And CNL doesn't have those resources, but rest assured, these crews are working hard to get power restored. Now, one of the main problems CNL had, is my understanding with my contacts with Entergy, was a big substation at Woodward outside Pine Bluff there supplied a good part of the power to CNL and other cooperatives in South Arkansas. And that station was down, and the transmission lines were damaged. So even though CNL was working on restoring the lines, they could get no power, you know, to those lines until that substation and those transmission lines were in service. And my understanding is the substation is in service now. They're still working on some of the transmission lines. So it's just going to take, you know, several days. You know, I know people don't like to hear that. But they're working hard. And the main complaint I'm getting is that people just don't have updates, you know, from CNL.
Yes.
And they do have a daily update on their website, on their Facebook. Usually in the late afternoon, they'll come out with an update. But, you know, it's just something that happens. But they are working hard to get it restored.
Tremendous damage, obviously, throughout all of southeast Arkansas. You live in Sheridan?
Yes, I live in Sheridan. I'm on CNL Electric.
So are you still without power?
Yes, we're without power, but I actually have a whole house generator we put in about 2 years ago.
Very smart.
You know, we have outages periodically. Sometimes the sun's shining and the power goes out. There may be a wreck. Somebody hits a power line, power pole or something, and you may be out for a few hours. But I had a portable generator for a while, but with me gone, you know, off and on some, my wife especially just felt better, you know, if we had an automatic system. So it's been real nice.
They're amazing. They click on so fast. I mean, we have them at the station, and they just pop, and you just hardly even know the difference.
It's been well worth the investment. You may not need it, but every couple of years. But when you do, it sure comes in handy. And we were talking to some neighbors the other day, and they were fairly new here. And I said it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a small generator on hand, you know.
So with the power station that you were talking about, the substation getting power, I would think that would speed up the process for at least the people of Pine Bluff.
Yes, I've had reports that Whitehall, you know, is getting power restored, you know, in certain areas now. So I think they were mainly on the Entergy lines over there. So that's just a tremendous help. And it even puts power down into the Washita Electric areas down in South Arkansas, too.
Crazy times. Lots of damage around all of southeast Arkansas. So you went to school at Stephen F. Austin in Texas.
Yes, I did.
What brought you to Arkansas after that?
Well, I had a forestry degree and worked in industrial management down there and particleboard operations for a couple of years, and then came to Arkadelphia in 76 with International Paper when we opened up the Girdon plywood plant. Spent 5 years there and then moved to Sheridan to work in the land and timber management part. So I've been here ever since.
Good stuff.
Been retired since 2014 and just working in the legislature trying to serve our constituents.
Now, did y'all just had another session, correct?
Yes, we should finish up the fiscal session probably today. I've actually been voting by proxy. We changed our rules because of the virus, you know, to eliminate as much contact as we could. So we've been able to vote by proxy and keep up with things online. You know, all the committees and sessions are streamed, video stream now.
So you're saying vote by proxy, so you're just letting somebody that's there vote for you? Or?
Well, no. We have an email system where I send in my votes on the specific bills, and then it goes actually to our caucus leader. And when the roll call is called, they'll you know, call our name as voting by proxy.
Isn't that amazing that the technology is allowing y'all to do that?
They won't let them do it.
The House of Representatives in Washington, D.C.? They can't do that.
No, they can't do that. We had a special, during our special session, we changed our rules temporarily to be able to do that. Of course, it's a lot easier on a state level. You know, to do that.
Well, sure. But you're closer. Yeah. You're closer to the Capitol than some of them that are home in D.C.
Yeah, we are.
So,
but it's been very efficient. It's been very efficient. It's worked well.
Do you think Governor Hutchinson's doing a good job? The county's trying to thread the needle by keeping this semi-open?
I think he's done an excellent job. I appreciate the targeted approach they took. You know, there was a lot of criticism. I had a lot of constituents emailing me saying, oh, we need to shut everything down. But in reality, when you compare what we've done with what other states have done with shelter in place, it's essentially the same thing. You know, we've targeted the important areas that we need to do to control the virus. And I think now he has a team looking at criteria for relaxing the standards. And we'll know more about that maybe end of this week, first part of next week.
Kind of get the feeling.
I think he'll take the same approach as we targeted it to begin with. I think it'll be a gradual targeted relaxation of the processes. I know people are ready to go back to work, especially our small businesses. I just feel really heartfelt for the small businesses that are affected, the restaurants, our barbers, beauty shops, things like that.
That's right. I see these barbershops are passing around a petition in beauty shops to at least start opening up social distancing.
Yeah, the first day that happened, I actually contacted the governor and said, look, this is just really extremely hard. There were already guidelines in place that the health department put out for those establishments, you know, to have customers wash their hands, you know, face masks, you know, things like that. But he said, you know, it was the personal contact that was the real issue there, you know, that those people have with people, with their customers. So hopefully, you know, that can be resolved fairly quickly.
My just driving around, looking around, it seems like people are getting itchy to get back more people out on the roadways, especially this week.
I think they are. I think everybody understood the necessity for it. I think what's encouraging, though, and what's going to drive it, if you look at the data and if you look at watch the governor's press conferences and the graphs that they use, I think what we've done has worked. It's flattened the curve, but that also extends the peak out. You know, we didn't have a real spike, and it seems to be plateauing now. You know, the numbers and especially the hospitalization cases. That's what we're really looking at, and so it's kind of flattening out, but it has yet to decline. And I think once we get more testing ability to where we can have more tests and rapid results, I think that's going to be one of the keys to opening up, you know, these businesses.
I know everybody will be ready to do that when it's time.
Oh, yeah. And the restaurants especially, you know, they're hurting tremendously. You know, some of them that are providing the takeout services, they're just barely getting by, if at all.
That's right. Representative Kenneth Bragg from Sheridan's the 15th District Representative for Arkansas, covers portions of Grant, Hot Springs, and Jefferson County. Representative Bragg, thanks for jumping on with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Have a nice day.